Welcome to the University of the Free State Career Services podcast, where we talk to experts about the ins and outs of jobs and share tips that will give you a grip on your future career. I am Dr. Cindy Gray, and with me today is Lungile Kuti from ShopRite Checkers. Hello to you.
Good morning.
Lungile has got quite a heavy title. He is at ShopRite Checkers, the group lead early career talent. What do you do?
In very simple terms, really, my job is to facilitate the entry of young people into the business. So we look at different parts of the business and see where we need young talent. And then my team basically facilitates that. So we basically have different avenues. So one of them would be looking at unemployed youth to see how many of those people we can put into our entry-level jobs within the supermarket space. But also now we've started expanding into other parts of the business, including internship positions. And then we give them work experience so that they can be employable either by ShopRite or externally. But basically, it's part of our contribution to South Africa and the unemployment problem. So that's one area. And there we take on just over 5,000 young people every year. And it's 5,000 unique intakes. So no one is allowed to repeat those programs. So just to ensure that we give the opportunity to as many as possible. And that has allowed us then to actually, you know, with the expansions that we've seen in the business, the number of stores that we've been opening, over 50% of those people were able to retain and keep within the business and give them, you know, permanent positions. So the second part of my job then is to basically feed into the graduate programs in the business. So our model is basically to, instead of identifying young people when they're completing their studies, we actually look for them when they're still early on in their undergraduate studies. You know, they're able to apply from their first year as soon as they have their first results after June. And then we fund them up to honors level. But those people are guaranteed employment. So basically what we do then is to identify which parts of the business need graduates. And then we offer those people bursaries so that they can join our graduate programs.
So if I can summarize my understanding, if you want a job at ShopRite Checkers, you are the guy. Is that what you're saying, Lungile?
Not really.
Okay. So you facilitate access for employment at ShopRite Checkers. So if someone has stumbled upon this podcast and they've gotten to this point, why students, parents, other employers, why should they carry on listening? What do you think you have to share that will be of value?
Sure. Just for clarity, it's facilitating employment for young people.
Young people.
So okay. My focus is between age 18 and 34. So those are the young people that are.
I don't make the cut. That's what you're saying.
Maybe just by 1 year or two, but sorry.
Oh, I like you.
I think, you know, one thing that a lot of people take for granted sometimes that there are many opportunities in the retail space. I mean, we've got over 3,500 stores across the country, which means any, you know, member of your family who's looking for employment can find a space. If someone wants to be an accountant, you can be an accountant at ShopRite. If someone wants to be a retailer working, you know, their way up in the supermarket, up to managerial level, starting from cashiers, you can actually find that opportunity. But for all those people who are looking for employment, chances are within a couple of kilometers away from your home, there will be a ShopRite, there will be a YouSave, there will be a Checkers, and then that becomes your entry point into the business. So I think that's one message we're trying to drive. But also, you know, the value of having a lot of people getting into retail, I think that's something that's taken for granted by a lot of people, because when they see retail, they only see a store, mm-hmm. but they don't understand actually the big machinery that actually controls that store. Over the last 6 years, when we started 60-60, it was just a, you know, a dream for a lot of people. But actually, the way it's grown from earlier this week's results from our CEO, up to about 19.2 billion sales in one financial year.
From 60-60?
Only 60-60. And oh, the number of jobs that have been created, the number of, you know, entrepreneurs that have been created through that, because the bikes are independent contractors, so they work for themselves, the type of incomes they are making. So there's lots that's happening in retail that, you know, we would like to bring the opportunities to more people.
We've had a wonderful conversation with Kathy just before, and you guys were all part of a masterclass yesterday for UFS students. So I'm not going to really repeat a lot of what was discussed at masterclass. If anybody would like to view that, it was live streamed and it is available on UFS Live on YouTube. Really go and watch and listen to that. These people shared amazing insights and stats and stories. It's really beautiful. But what I would like to unpack with Lungile specifically today is how to grow a career. So many young people job jump, if I can call it that. But it sounds to me like your organization actually really prefers to retain and grow people. You've got specific programs for that. So what do you think, not just in your company, but use your company as an example, but what do you think people can do once they have gotten a job to grow and not stay stuck in the entry level that they were employed in?
ShopRite is one organization that values institutional knowledge. And also for you to get to that, that means you need to spend some time within the company.
Yeah.
And it allows you then, when the growth happens, you also grow with the company. We've got quite a lot. I mean, when I joined ShopRite just about 6 years ago, I was actually quite impressed to meet a lot of people who say, I've been here for 20 years, I've been here for 30 years. And those who've been there for 5 years are newbies. Whereas in other companies, if you've been there for 5 years, it feels like you've been there for a
forever.
Long time. Exactly.
Yes.
So I was impressed because my question immediately was, what makes them stay? Why would you spend 30 years in one company? But obviously, the longer I've stayed, the more I've realized that there are quite a lot of success stories of people who've really started from the bottom. And that's valued in a retail space. Because for retail, it's very important to understand what the business does from the ground up. And then the more you move, then you're able to mentor those coming after you, and you're able to, you know, open more opportunities. Like I said, when there are expansions, if we're opening a new store, let's say in Universitas, is that the area?
Yes, that is an area, yeah.
If we're opening a new store there, let's say we're hiring 55 employees, not all those 55 people are new. Will be taking them from other stores,
okay.
Which means that creates an opportunity for promotion as well, because you were junior there, now you're going to be one of the seniors in that store, starting and then mentoring new people. And then that's how you move up. I think my first month when I joined ShopRite, I met a lady in Joburg. She said to me, she had started at ShopRite just over 20 years ago as a cashier. Today, she's based here in Bloemfontein. She's a divisional people partner, which in other terms, it's provincial human resources manager, basically taking care of Free State, Northern Cape, and Northwest.
From a cashier.
That was a cashier just over 20 years ago.
And what qualifications does a cashier need?
Cashier, you can join with less than a metric.
Okay, so let's assume that's where she started.
Sure. So she started with a metric.
Okay.
Yeah. So maybe let's use that as a base.
Okay.
So basically her story was that she started with the matric and then she started part-time through UNISA and got a diploma. And then that
was allowed. Was that facilitated by ShopRite Checkers or was that her own initiative?
It was her own initiative.
Okay.
So then the development obviously then was assisted by ShopRite, because when someone shows initiative, then that shows that person is promotable. She then joined the trainee manager program. After that, she became a manager, and then she was then promoted into the regional team, where then she would be responsible for different stores. Then that growth basically happened. So the number of steps that are involved in the retail operations, it's almost, the sky is the limit, if you can put that way, because when you're responsible for a division, a province, That means that next step will be national. That means we can move into the home office. That means we can look after the international operations we have in the Namibias, Malawis, Zambias, etc. So there are quite a few steps to people that, you know, that they can work themselves up to. You don't quickly reach your ceiling. That's why people tend to stay so long.
I think it's so, this conversation is so important in a generation where I think people want things to happen very fast, very quickly. I love the term institutional knowledge. Maybe I've heard it before, but it hasn't landed. And I think it's important that we unpack the value of institutional knowledge. So you have either matric or a degree. So that's some type of knowledge. But you're saying that the value of institutional knowledge is underrated, I think, currently. People think that they can just stay 5 years and move, but you don't know an institution after 5 years. So I think that is something that deserves a rebirth, because it used to be like that. Mm. People had deep institutional knowledge, and now there's so much jumping around. And I think graduates or young people rely on the skills and knowledge that they were taught. But you're coming with a different story. You need institutional knowledge too.
Absolutely. And each company has its own identity. Yes. I think when you look at the different retailers in South Africa, you can see the identity even if you're a customer. I mean, before I joined Shoprite, I could see the difference between the two companies, but it became even more clearer when you come in. There is a Shoprite way of doing things.
Yes.
Whether you can put that on paper or not, but when you walk in, you know that, okay, this is a Shoprite way. This is how a Shoprite person, you know, behaves. And also, you know, when you actually fully understand why certain decisions are made, you know, by the business, that helps you then to do your job better. And so obviously, the longer you stay, the more you interact with people who are seasoned in the business. That actually helps you a lot. Also in terms of positioning yourself within the business and growing in the business.
So would you say, for example, now I am below 34 and I've landed a position at Checkers as a cashier. What would I have to do for you to take note of me and help me to progress through the ranks? What's the first thing that you would need for me to do?
I think, you know, some are really some of the most basic things you can do.
Okay.
Show up every day.
On time.
On time.
Okay.
Whether it was your birthday on Sunday or Saturday or not, but on Monday at 7 o'clock, you're at work. Okay. And that those things are noticed. You'd see, I mean, some of the complaints we get from the store management around young people would be around, you know, on New Year's Day, we know that some would be absent. So there are always people kind of on standby. But those who are available, then it's so easy to notice them. Yeah. On Easter weekends, people disappear and then come back with sick notes. But if you don't do that, you follow the process. Okay. Take leave when you need leave, you know, etc. So those are just some of the basic things, just showing up.
Okay.
But also, Shoprite provides a lot of opportunities in terms of training at that level as well. So there will be trainings that they go to. And there you get to interact then with the original structures, because those are the people who are conducting those trainings. Showing up there as well, so that you show kind of you are fully engaged. Mm-hmm. You want to learn more. Mm-hmm. When we're teaching you about customer service, you ask the relevant questions, etc. People do notice those things. And then when we, you know, looking for someone to push up to the next level, someone will ask, what about so-and-so that I saw at that store? Or I was impressed. And, you know, sometimes because we have so many stores, a lot of our employees do not even know our senior managers. So sometimes you'll be serving someone that actually has power to promote you.
Oh, wow.
And then someone will remember
like a
that
secret
and say,
shopper.
So-and-so, exactly.
Okay.
So-and-so at that store, I was very impressed with the customer service. Who is that? What can we do with that person? Because you want to encourage good behavior. So I think at that level, I would say that those are the first steps, but also taking initiative in your own development.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we do offer free courses. Some of our stores, especially the bigger ones, used to have those kiosks. Mm-hmm. Not really a kiosk, but a kind of almost like a booth where people will go in for their online studies, our employees. And you know, we'll track even the completion. If you got, you know, something to complete, let's say over a week, and you take 3 weeks, that gives you something. But also those who are actually completing, then you can see the drive. So there are many things that you can do right at the bottom that will basically put you kind of in the right position to be noticed.
I think this is a theme. It was a theme in my conversation with Kathy as well, and I'm picking it up here as well, is she said that you must be curious to get a job, and you say you must be curious to grow a career in a job. Be curious about your organization and then bring your A game, if we can summarize it like that. So stay curious. So I'm sorry, students, if you thought learning stopped once you graduated, no, that's just the beginning. Yep. That's what we're saying. Mm. Yeah, so that's just the start. So stay curious and bring your A game. Thank you so much. There was valuable insights. I must say, after I listened to your presentation yesterday, I understand retail a lot better. I've got a different picture about ShopRite Checkers. It's not just where you get bread and groceries. It's actually, I would say, it's a leader in the field. It's so much more than just a retail organization. You're really making a difference in South Africa and then abroad in your other stores, where you give opportunities to young people and give opportunities to your own employees. I really love that. Luckily, Checkers is my closest store. So,
Thank you for shopping with us.
It's my pleasure. I'm brand loyal. If some people are listening to us now and it's something that they would like to explore, where can they go to apply for these programs or follow you on socials? Where can we send them?
Sure. So we post all our opportunities on our ShopRite Holdings website, shopriteholdings.co.za. Okay. And then they click under careers. Then there'll be different categories. There'll be one specifically for youth opportunities. So that gives them then all the information they need. But also we're quite active on social media, especially on LinkedIn, when it comes to job opportunities. So we post the as well, and also share, you know, some of the success stories. So it's always good to follow, because I think for young people, part of the decision for employment is to understand the company you want to apply to, mm-hmm. so that you understand whether am I aligned to what they are doing, or will I struggle to actually adjust with that. So yeah, I think following that company and almost stalking us before
Being
you apply
curious.
Would be very advantageous, because it will also assist you when you come for the interview, because you'll know a lot more other than just the job you're applying for, but you know more about the company, and which becomes quite important for us.
For sure. Thank you so much for your insight and for everything you've done at the UFS the past 2 days, and for sharing your knowledge, your personal knowledge and your institutional knowledge so generously. It's really valuable, and I think anyone listening will get a lot of value from this conversation. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
That's it for now. Listen to all our episodes to make sure that you get into the fast lane of career success.